So chapter 19. Accordingly, the humility and subordination of so many and such great men of renown have, through their obedience, improved not only us, but also the generations before us, and likewise those who have received his oracles in fear and truth. So again, these are great tzaddikim, these great men, these illustrious examples. All of them, if anyone had the right to be haughty and to carry themselves on with arrogance, it would be these men, but they were all examples of great humility. Seeing then that we have a share in many great and glorious deeds, let us hasten on to the goal of peace. What does it mean when he says, seeing then that we have a share in many great and glorious deeds? He's referring to their great and glorious deeds. He's talking about Abraham's great and glorious deeds. He's talking about Moses' great and glorious deeds, David's great and glorious deeds. How do we have a share in these great and glorious deeds? You see, Clement sees believers as the inheritors of the biblical legacy. Not Jews and Gentiles. Jews and Gentile believers as the inheritors of this biblical legacy. He says we have a share in this, in these great and glorious deeds. So let us hasten on to the goal of peace. What's the goal of peace? Remember, we're going back, we're looping all the way back now several chapters to where he said, let's be seeking peace and not just people who say they're seeking peace, but let's be people of real peace. We're hastening on to the goal of peace. Now, this is peace in the congregation, peace in Corinth, peace in the Corinthian congregation. But the goal of peace is not just peace for peace's sake, but the goal of peace is the Messianic era, the era of peace. So when it says, let us hasten on to the goal of peace, we're pressing forward to attain the Messianic era. We're not working for peace in our midst just because it's more peaceful, you know, which is a perk. It can be a perk that it's more peaceful, but not necessarily. Not necessarily. Sometimes, in order for it to be more peaceful, it requires enormous suffering, long suffering, enormous patience. You know, sometimes peace requires enormous sacrifice, right? I mean, in relationships and that sort of thing. So, what's the point? In such cases, it might not seem like peace is worth the price, right? But he says, it's not just peacefulness that we're after. We're hastening on to the goal of peace. That is the Messianic era. So peacefulness is an expression of the kingdom. So let us hasten on to the goal of peace, which has been handed down to us from the beginning. What does it mean, handed down to us from the beginning? This refers to the gospel message, the announcement of the kingdom of heaven, that's been handed down to us from the teaching of Yeshua and then handed down through the apostles. And I can give you an exact parallel in the book of Hebrews. Handed down to us from the beginning refers to the transmission of the gospel through the apostles, as it says in Hebrews 2:3. And it was spoken at the first, or at the beginning. It was at the first spoken through the Master, it was confirmed to us by those who heard. So, spoken by Yeshua, handed down to us. So let us fix our eyes upon the Father and Maker of the whole world and hold fast to his magnificent and excellent gifts and benefits of peace. Let us see him in our mind. Let us look with our eyes, look with the eyes of the soul on his patient will. This is sort of, what is called, in Christian vernacular, practicing the presence of God. Let us see him with our mind. Let us look with the eyes of the soul on God's patient will to have God ever before us, right? And let us note how free from anger he is toward all his creation. And that's where we'll pick it up when we go on. with some examples of how God runs his universe. Okay, good. We're about a third the way through, which is about roughly generally where we should be by now. We might have to move a little faster, but as you can see, sometimes when you get these long quotations, the material kind of can move along a little faster.